Hello, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia from the unceded Musqueam territory. You are listening to Nancy's Pantry. Today is episode 5, I believe, and I have a special guest on, Amy. We're just going to start with a track first, and then, yeah. Okay, so this is going to be Andanta by Ryuichi Sakamoto, and this is the Electric Youth Mix. Hello, hello. You're listening to Nancy's Pantry. I'm here today with a special guest, Amy.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah, she's going to be my roommate next year. She's like, I think you were like the first friend that I made when I came to UBC.
Yeah, same with you. We really? Met Imagine Day.
Yeah, which is, if you guys don't know, Imagine Day is like the first day before classes or something, and it's like the orientation day. There's like a pep rally you're put into like little groups with your faculty, and yeah, Amy and I really clicked because like we were gonna go into the same program. Like, we were both planning to do psych at first.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to do psych, and that's why I was put with you. Mm-hmm. And it's like all like the same like faculty and program, which was nice. Mm-hmm. And I remember like talking to you, and I realized we had like no classes together.
Yeah,
uh-huh. And we didn't even live in like the same residence.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, how am I gonna like keep in contact with her and everything? But like, luckily we did.
Yeah, like, yeah. And now we're besties, and we're gonna be roommates next year.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
Yeah,
but yeah, finding the place was such.
Oh like, my god, a house journey. Hunting in Vancouver sucks.
No, yeah, like not only is it like everything just gets taken up, mm-hmm. the rent. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, culture shock.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, insane. Vancouver rent is just, oh, it is different. Because I'm from Calgary and Amy.
Yeah, I'm from North Carolina, US.
Yeah.
And I've lived in Toronto before.
Yeah.
And Vancouver rent is just crazy.
It's on a different level, like,
I was like, oh my god. Like, everything costs so much.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, the biggest culture shock, again, was the single cup fee.
Oh my gosh, yeah. The single cup fee. And that, also tipping culture.
Yes.
Oh my god, do you remember? Okay, so Amy and I went to the Gracie Abrams concert together.
So fun.
Yeah, which was awesome concert. So good. I love Vogue Theater. But then their opening act was, what were they
Tiny
called?
Habits.
Yeah, Tiny Habits.
Yeah, they're like a trio. They're so good.
And it was my first time hearing them, and they were so good. And they had merch, and we wanted to get their hoodie because it was so cute. And then we went to buy the hoodie, and there was an option to tip for buying a hoodie.
No, it's crazy.
Yeah, and the hoodie was $100.
Yeah, and there's, like, the tip is just to, like, give it was to like, you, to hand it to you.
Yeah, just to give you your size.
No, it's crazy. I was asked to, someone asked me for a tip when I, like, asked for a cup of water, and there was, like, a tipping option, and I was like, on top of the single cup fee, I'm going to tip, like, a cent. But
it's
crazy.
Yeah. Let's listen to another track. Yeah. Okay, let's do... Okay, I'm going to play a song by Caribou. This is Odessa from the album Swim. We'll be right back.
guy, sick of his lies. She suffered here for far too many years of her life. Could feel more scared at his head. Didn't know how over time he drove her away. We'll be right back.
Okay, so that track was just by Makoto, but that was Freedom Suite from the album Believe in My Soul. This is super liquid, super atmospheric drum and bass. One of my favorite genres recently. Amy and I tried getting into running. This is what I would listen to whenever we ran.
Oh my god, it is?
Yeah, it is. Oh yeah.
I feel like I could see that. It'd be like a really good running song.
Yeah, that's what I would listen to. Yeah. I'm just going to play some CFCF in the back. But yeah, no, we ran for how many days? Four?
4 days in a row.
Yeah. But our goal, because I think it was like the week before finals started, we were like, let's run every single day for the rest of this year. And then we ran for 4 days. And then we haven't run a single time since.
We stopped on 4:20, and it was the day of my exam.
Yeah.
It was, I had two exams in a row, and I was like, I am so drained, Nancy. I don't think I can run today, but for sure tomorrow.
Yeah, and then the next day came, and we were like, yeah, we said we were for sure going to run today, but, like, what if we ran the day after?
And also, it was, like, rainy, so we were like,
it was rainy.
It's fine. But I really enjoyed our runs. Like, we would,
good.
Yeah. Start at Totem where Nancy lives, and then we would just like run to the beach.
Did you just dox me?
Oh, no, it's okay.
Fine, it's fine.
It's okay.
We're moving out.
You're moving out.
I'm moving out tomorrow. Oh my gosh. And also, I have a little brother in Calgary. He's 2 years younger, but I told him that I would start running with him once I came back to Calgary. And then,
like, it's okay. You'll start in Calgary.
Yeah, I'll start.
You'll start again.
And
then Nathan will be like, your companion. He'll really like. And also, is the weather good in Calgary right now?
It's actually like warmer in Calgary than in Vancouver right now, which is crazy.
Yeah, so like better weather.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, we'd go down to the beach.
Yeah.
The steps. Yes. Rec beach.
Yes.
And then we'd like have our moment. Especially like, I love it when like the sun sets.
Yeah.
It's really like peaceful. Mm-hmm. And
running
like,
in the evening. Yeah.
Yeah. It's and so then we go up the stairs. Another workout.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was good.
Yeah, it was.
Routine.
Yeah. So we were just talking about Imagine Day earlier, but you know how you were like, oh my god, how are we gonna stay friends if we don't have classes, we don't live in the same res, anything? Mm-hmm. So basically day after or the day of that we met, we were having lunch in the middle of Imagine Day, and Amy was like, do you listen to Joji? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, he's coming tomorrow. It was the day after, right?
Yeah.
And she was like, he's coming tomorrow. And I'm going. And I was like, word? And
no, then, because I was so, okay, I bought the tickets in summer. And I was like, I don't know. I didn't know anyone who's going. And also, like, coming to UBC, I didn't know anyone either.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my god, I'm going to be, like, at Joji alone. Like, how, like, I'm so, like, how would that work? And then, like, and then I was like, oh my god, Nancy, do you listen to Joji?
Yeah. And then I bought a ticket the day before the concert, and we went to the concert together.
Yeah.
And that was like the start of Amy and I's concert era, I guess. Because this year we went to, I went to, let me think, seven
Whoa.
Concerts. How many did you go to?
I think you went one less than you.
Yeah. So you went to six. I went to seven. Yeah.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah, we went to Joji at the beginning of the year, and then the rest of them were all within, like, a month and a half.
It was, like, every week, every weekend we had a new concert to go to.
Yeah, let me see when that started. That was, like...
March 12th.
March 12th? You remember? Yeah. Oh, okay. So, we went to NAV.
Then, we went to SZA? Shoot.
Was it SZA?
Yeah, it was SZA.
Oh my gosh.
And then, and then you went to Emotional Oranges.
That one was really good. I love that show.
Yeah, I didn't get to go to that one, but I wish I did.
Yeah.
But like, and then after it was Keshi, and then...
Gracie Abrams.
Gracie, yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
No,
but
it was a good...
Yeah, something Amy and I have bonded over is that we both love live music.
No, it's
Yeah,
so good.
We were just talking about it off the air, but... Both of us are live music people.
Yeah. We were talking about how, like, the experience... It's not just the music. It's the experience as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, with Gracie, like, she sounds different, like, when you listen to her just, like, with your headphones and stuff. And but, like, live, it was so good.
Yeah, she sounds different live than on in the studio.
But, like, in
sure.
a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and also, it's just, like, the atmosphere, like, the crowd and, like, just everything, like... Live is just so much better.
Yeah, live is amazing.
Yeah. I hope we can go to the Cali Uchis concert this
summer. Yeah. Cali Uchis is coming in May 23rd. Yeah. So She's staying in Vancouver for
another 2 months.
For summer school. I'm going to be going back to Calgary, but I think I'm going to fly in just to go to the concert.
You should come.
I think I will, actually, because I love her music.
No, I, like, really want to see her live. Mm-hmm. Her, like, music is so, like...
She just performed in...
Coachella!
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I kind of want to go to Coachella.
Me too. Coachella would be amazing. Yeah.
And I feel like this year's lineup was, like, pretty good.
Yeah. It's good every year. It's Coachella, yeah.
No, that's true, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's just, like, so expensive.
True.
But, like, I think it's worth it.
Yeah, I was talking to someone, and they were looking at VIP passes, and I think it was, like, $2,000.
No, I, like, remember someone, like, it was my friend's friend or something.
Yeah.
He, like, went to Coachella, and he said, oh, I wish I could, like, go to week two or something, like, but I would go broke. I, like, spent my life savings on week one.
Worth it.
Worth it. Wait, I remember you showing me some guy who, like, sold his car for Drake tickets.
Oh, yeah. No, I saw a TikTok, and, like, Drake tickets are so ridiculously expensive.
Yeah.
And, like, I saw a TikTok, and it was, like, just sold my car, going to see Drake now, and it was, like, screwed out of, like, the tickets and, like, the receipts stuff, and I was, like, whoa, that is crazy.
No, yeah.
Concert tickets are, I feel like they're getting more expensive, especially for, like, big artists.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, Pitbull is going to Calgary for the Calgary Stampede, and I've been looking at tickets, and the cheapest tickets I've seen are now $350 for Pitbull in Calgary.
That was more than SZA.
Yeah, that was more than SZA.
And we were, like,
yeah,
at a good section in SZA.
Yeah, we had really good seats for SZA.
Yeah, and that was, like, less than $300.
Yeah.
And, like, Pitbull 300 for, like, the back.
Yeah, for nosebleeds.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it is a crazy world.
No, but it's worth it. I think I would rather spend money on, like, concerts than, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like, concerts are the most worth it for me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
Who's coming next year? Or who's, like, I haven't bought tickets for next year yet, but I have, like, a mental lineup of everyone I want to see.
Arctic Monkeys is coming on my birthday.
Yes, I know. Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah.
I know Grant Perez is coming. What was the one that I was telling you? Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
Yeah.
They're coming. Cigarettes After Sex is coming, but end of August.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but I won't be in town for that.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, but I wish I was, because they would be so good live.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. I feel like Arctic Monkeys would be really good live.
True. I feel like I like their old albums a lot more than their new ones, though.
That's true. But I was looking at their set list, and they're, like, performing
a lot of their classics,
So, yeah. I hope we can go to that one.
Yeah. Coldplay's also coming.
Oh, yeah.
I know a lot of people going to Coldplay, actually.
No, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't really listen to them, but
yeah,
I feel like no matter what, like, even if I don't listen to, like, the artist, just, like, going is still a fun time.
Yeah, exactly.
It's still enjoyable.
Yeah, I always,
You went to Shawn Mendes.
Oh, yeah, I did in Calgary, because Calgary doesn't get that many artists. And, like, yeah, but last summer, I got the tickets as a gift, and I went to the concert, and I never listened to Shawn Mendes voluntarily. Like, I don't think in my life I've listened to him voluntarily once, but, like, still, his concert was good. It was still really fun and enjoyable.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I also love, like, finding new artists through, like, their openers and stuff.
Yeah, like Tiny Habits.
Yeah, Tiny Habits is so good. You guys, if you guys haven't heard them,
they're really good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited for next year.
Yeah, me too.
I'm really, really excited. We're going to have our own place.
Yes.
And our place is, like, super close to the Doug Mitchell Center.
Yeah, which is where a lot of artists are.
Yeah, so we'll have, like, easy access to them.
True. Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay, let's listen to some more music then. I've been playing CFCF in the background. This is their album, Liquid Colors. Such a good album. I think I've listened to it 10 times in the past week. But every single song, it's one of those albums where every single song goes into the other one. Like, you can't tell when a new song starts. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, I've been playing it in the back. But let's listen. Okay, that was just a couple songs from the CFCF album, what's it called? Liquid Colors. I think I started at, yeah, we played Translucently Happy, Healing, Curage, Oxygen Lounge, Anodyne Industries, and then Bioobject of Desire. But we're just going to jump into a quick ad and PSA break, and we'll be right back after that.
MRG Live presents Men I Trust, live at the Orpheum on May 3rd. Don't miss the Montreal Dream Pop Band as they bring their untourable album to Vancouver's most beautiful venue. Men I Trust, live at the Orpheum on May 3rd. Limited tickets remaining.
On May 27th, Vancouver's Plasteroid returns to the H.R. McMillan Space Center with the second installment of their successful planetarium show, featuring live, chilled-out, ambient music set to a journey through our solar system. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see one of Vancouver's most cosmic bands performing live amongst the stars. The band is offering two seatings for this immersive event at 7 p.m. and 8:45 p.m. Both shows are all ages and seating is limited, so please visit eventbrite.ca and search for An Evening with Plasteroid to reserve your tickets now.
Where do you go to cry? Where do you go to scream? Where do you go to sing at the top of your lungs and play instruments and be free? You can join UBC Cry Club. UBC Cry Club provides instruments and a judgment-free zone for people to let loose and be free using music as therapy. UBC Cry Club meets at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays at the Fraser River Parkade. For more information, go to M01E on Instagram.
Full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Floating Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Okay, we're gonna jump into another song. This is Sweet Trip, one of my all-time favorite artists. This is from the album Velocity Design Comfort, and this is the song Pro Love Ad.
To the Lord, to the Lord, to the Lord, to the Lord.
Okay, that was just Pro Love Ad by Sweet Trip, and we're listening just to a little cute ambient track, Arc of Doves, by Brian Eno and Harold Budd. So
I really like that song.
Yeah, it's a pretty song. But Amy and I, or everyone, I guess, has been in the process of moving out recently.
Yeah.
Which is so, like, bittersweet.
It is.
It's so sad. Yeah.
No, I'm... Talking about Imagine Day, it felt like I like remember it so clearly, and like,
yeah, it does not feel like that long ago.
Yeah, it's
and
been
it was that
eight
long
months.
Ago. True.
It's crazy. Yeah. How do you feel about first year ending?
I'm so sad.
Me
like
too.
It passed by so fast, and I feel like I did a lot, but also I feel like I did nothing, and like it just passed by so fast.
Oh,
and like I'm so sad that first year is over, because I feel like you only get one first year of university. Like, I know that we still have a bunch of years of university left, but like this, you only get to experience first year once.
Yeah.
And it'll we'll never go back to this again.
Yeah, it's like just an experience within itself, like coming here and like not knowing anyone, and then like trying to like finally like be independent and like figure stuff out yourself. Like I like learned so much
so
in the past
true.
8 months than
so
I have
true.
In probably like the 5 years.
Yeah,
it's
strongly agree.
It's really crazy, and like a lot has happened, and like it's just sad. It is very bittersweet.
Yeah. And we've been, because we live in the dorms this year, but we've been seeing everyone move out.
Yes. Oh, it's like it's so sad. Yesterday I was just telling Nancy about this, but like I saw this, like, I was going into my building and I was opening the elevator and it opened and there was this man that I saw and he looked like a dad. He looked like someone's like dad, and I was like, oh, this man looks so familiar. And he was wheeling out like this mini fridge. Also, everyone's like wheeling out their mini fridges and they're leaking all over the floor.
They're leaking?
Yeah,
no.
There's like trails of like water and like ice. Ugh. Anyways, I was like, this man looks so familiar. And then I was like, this fridge looks so familiar. And then while I was in the elevator, I was like, oh my God, this is my friend's like fridge. And this is her dad. Like, oh my God. And like this friend, I met her like the first week of school, and like we bonded in the communal bathroom.
Yeah.
And we like went, we realized we had the same class together and we would always go. And, like, I was like, oh, my God, she's leaving. And it really hit me. Like, yeah. I've been just studying for exams so far. So it's not really, like, processing that it's over.
Yeah.
But then that day in that, like, elevator, I was like, oh, my God, it's ending. I went straight to her room and I, like, knocked on her door. I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sad you're leaving and stuff. And, like, I gave her a hug and everything. Yeah. And then while I was, like, going to her room, my neighbor was also moving out. And, like, today I saw, like, his, he always puts a picture of his dog on his door and, like, he changes it up every, like, few weeks.
Yeah.
And today the picture was gone and I was like, oh, it was so sad.
Yeah,
but
I don't know. Everything's, like, I don't know. It's so sad.
It is. Yeah. But, like, even though it's ending, I feel like every end there's something new. Like, I'm excited for next year. Like,
true.
I feel like it's going to be a different experience.
You have to end a chapter to start a new one.
Yeah. And I feel like we're pretty sheltered first year. So I'm excited to actually, like, experience more next year.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, I'll be 19 next year. So
legal in BC.
It'll be really fun.
Yeah, yeah. It will be fun next year.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's ending, though.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But yeah. Overall, how would you say you're, like, first year experience was?
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of things that I can say that I did that, like, I'm glad that I experienced. Like, a lot of things I regret, but I feel like that's also just part of the experience. And, like, I don't know. Overall good, though.
Yeah.
Overall good.
Like, same with me. I would I would say, like, I really enjoyed it, and I guess
I wish I could live this year forever.
Yeah, everyone's ending right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, figuring it out.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you want to just let the rest of this track play then?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that was An Ark of Doves, and we're going to be listening to one more track, but this is Endless Waltz by Curve Light. Thank you. thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in.
Thank you for having me, Nancy.
Yeah,
this
of course.
Was so fun.
Yeah. We'll do it. I'll have you more on the show in the fall when
great.
We come back. Yeah. But yeah, this is Nancy's Pantry. It's every single Wednesday from 2 to 3. Next week, I'll have my friend Nolan on the show. And I think week after that, I'll have my brother on the show. But yeah, have a wonderful day, everyone. And I will let Radio DJ take it away.